of people right here in Aachen, and there's 4,000 activists from Ende Gelände on their way to the coal pits right now to block the coal, to block the infrastructure. There's even more thousands killed in the coal pit tomorrow. My name is Zina, and I'm here with Milan for Ende Gelände. We believe, just like you, something's going wrong so fundamentally, it's legitimate to cross some lines, to make some illegal action as well, because our protest is legitimate. This is civil disobedience. Civil disobedience means maybe not legal, but sure as hell legitimate, no matter what the police in Aachen says. We are fighting together for climate justice. Fridays for Future, Ende Gelände, Alle Dörfer Bleiben, all the NGOs, we are in solidarity with each other. You, Fridays for Future, have created an immense hype all over the world, and we are so happy and proud to work with you. You gave me hope back that maybe we can still prevent the climate crisis from becoming even worse. We are saying very clearly, the climate crisis is a system crisis. The capitalist system, with growth, with no end, is not possible on a planet with resources that end. If we just think faster, bigger, more, we are destroying ourselves and our planet. I believe we can still build a world where the interests of people matter more than the interests of RWE or other companies. Where it's not about profit all the time. And how? We must democratize the fossil resources. It's a scandal that private companies alone can decide what happens with the coal and with the oil. We, the people, we must have the right to decide what's happening with the fossil fuels all over the world, to keep it in the ground. Capitalism is not democratic. We must create a democratic economic system. We are not willing to just watch and lie back while our planet and our future is destroyed for the interests of private companies. We are taking the future in our own hands because the climate crisis is here right now, even stronger in the global south than here. So we are civilly disobedient, we are blocking the coal mines, we are blocking the coal infrastructure to have a strong symbol. We are taking the future into our own hands, together with you.
Hey people, good to see you. I'm Milan, I'm also from Ende Gelände, and I'm here for a greeting. A message of greeting from the Pacific Climate Warriors. The Pacific Climate Warriors are fighting against their drowning islands in the Pacific. In 2017, at the UN Climate Conference, the Pacific Climate Warriors have been here with a delegation, and they did a ceremony in one of the villages next to the coal mine. Now the village, it's called Mannheim, it's nearly destroyed. And the visit of the Pacific Climate Warriors was a sign of hope for me and a lot of people in the climate justice movement. Because it shows us that we stay together in solidarity. friend of their visit. One of them, his name is Billy, gave me the conch, and he told me the following story about the conch. He told me in the past, when one of their villages in the Pacific gets affected from other warriors, one of them blow the conch to gather all the warriors together to protect the village. And he gave me this conch and he told me, when we stay alone, when we feel alone at the movement here, we can blow the conch and all the warriors, the Pacific climate warriors, but also all the warriors around the world, come together and stay with us in solidarity. Just today, they wrote me a message of greetings for you, the Pacific Climate Warriors. He wrote, "The conch is blown in the Pacific to call people together. And by blowing the conch today, you are calling all of us, your Pacific Climate Warriors, brothers and sisters, to stand with you. We see you. We stand with you in solidarity from across the seas, and we are grateful. Take our mantra, we are not drowning, we are fighting with you, from the Pacific Climate Warriors." And now, I want to blow the conch, because we are in a climate crisis and we have to stand together in solidarity around the world. And when I blow the conch, just imagine all the people around the world who stay to protect our future, the future of the next generations.
Thank you. So, what-